الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وبعد، on the subject of tawakkul, yesterday we mentioned the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his and what happened when he was about to be thrown into the fire. The point to remember there is also two things. One, that because Ibrahim alayhi salam was on haq, the trials did not reduce. Because he was on haq, the difficulties that he was facing did not reduce. Not only did they not reduce, but they actually kept on increasing to the point where he was thrown into the fire. So that's an important thing too, that I remind myself and you. Because many times we find that, alhamdulillah, we get some tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hear something from somewhere or whatever, and then you decide to change your life, you decide to change your habits, your actions, and come on the path of haq. So you start praying and so on and so forth. And then shaitan puts in your mind and he says, what is the use of all this? Because see, your life is still difficult. You're still having difficulty. And in some cases, the so-called difficulty, I'm saying so-called because it is not really difficulty, but sometimes we see it like that. It seems to increase. For example, one typical thing which happens, if a girl wants to, or a lady wants to start wearing the hijab, or if a man wants to keep a beard, almost invariably, illa mashallah, almost invariably, he will get criticized, she will get criticized by her own family. This is a tragedy, because I mean, if somebody else, if some non-Muslim criticizes you, one can understand. But I have yet to see any. They don't care. I mean, this, as far as they are concerned, you are doing your own thing. Why do they? They are not bothered. Our own people and our own family. So you get a lot of criticism. People will, depending on, you know, it can be severe, it can be mild, it can be sarcastic, all kind. So now you find that, oh, well, I am trying to be on the path of deen, I'm trying to follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm trying to follow the orders of Allah, and how come the difficulty is increasing? So shaitan puts in your mind. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide us, and if we don't have istiqamah, then you give up. And you go back to your old ways. So it's important to remember that it is not the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you come onto His path, it is His sunnah to test you more. It is not His sunnah to remove the test, number one. Number two, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to finally pass you in the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the outward conditions. When Ibrahim alayhi salam had this whole conversation, the ultimate point of Tawheed, where Jibreel alayhi salam said to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me, and Allah wants to know, what do you want from him? And Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Allah does not need to ask. Whatever my Rabb wants, that is what I want. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam refused to allow anything to come between him and his Rabb also did not allow anything to come between himself and Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he do? Did he send Jibreel alayhi salam to say, go put out the fire? Did he send Jibreel alayhi salam to say, as they throw him, pick him up out of the air and take him away, save him? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly ordered the fire, and this is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly ordered the fire. Ya nar, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Directly, hukum to the fire, the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, ya nar, Allah is talking to the fire. Ya nar, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cold and become a means of safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah did not put out the fire. Now if you think about imagine the situation, all these thousands of people are standing around this place, there is this great spectacle, huge fire, and then somebody says fire, and they throw Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he's flying through the air, and he disappears in the middle of the fire. None of that changed for the spectators. The spectators did not see that the fire went out or nothing. As far as they are concerned, we are successful. As far as they are concerned, they are successful. We have thrown this man into the fire, he is burnt, he is dead, gone, finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not change any of the outward circumstances. They remained as apparently as harmful and as terrible as you can imagine. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly ordered the fire. Did the people know that Allah gave this order? No. Nobody knows. We know because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. Otherwise, how do we know? We also don't know. Allah mentioned in the Quran, and that's how we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly ordered the fire. Become cold and a means of safety. Allah did not send somebody else to save Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that which has the tendency to burn to become a means of safety. While continuing to burn. Anyone else, nobody else could go near the fire. The fire was as hot as it was. Nobody else could go into the fire. If somebody else had gone into the fire, they would have burnt to death. But with Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah said, become a means of safety. This is the khudrat of Allah Jalla Jalalu. This is the shan of Allah Jalla Jalalu. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that there is nothing beneficial or harmful. Either one. There is nothing beneficial and nothing harmful in any material thing, in any created thing. All benefit and harm comes only by the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La nafi' wa la darra illallah. This is our aqeedah. There is nothing that can benefit me. There is nothing that can harm me except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la mani alay ma'atayta wa la muti lima manat. Wa la yanfawza al-jadda min kujad. Very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can benefit you. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith of Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu said that if all the creatures, if all the men and all the jinn, if they get together and they want to harm you, they cannot harm you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees. And if all of them get together and if they want to benefit you, they cannot benefit you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees. Now just think about these words. We simply hear the words. When Allah is saying all the men, all the jinn, who is included? Everybody. Everybody, including all the anbiya, including all the ulama, including all the awliya, including Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you are a man. Qul ana basharum mithlukum. Including the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the men, all the jinn together cannot benefit you or harm you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that. Even somebody's dua will not help you. Even somebody's dua against you will not harm you. Let alone material things. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees. So we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to protect those who do his work. So in this situation of tawakkul, one must be very clear that when we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't expect that things will suddenly change. Things will not change. Things actually sometimes get more difficult. That's one. Things actually sometimes get more difficult. Second issue of tawakkul is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants to make you win, and he will make you win, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the outward circumstances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the outward circumstances as they are, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves. Final example of this is, take the issue of shahada. Take the issue of shahada. The ultimate blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, which I ask for myself and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of you, whoever wants it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you die without the desire of shahada in your heart, your iman is in danger, it's not to be believed. But what is shahada? In a fight, in a war, what is shahada? It is death. Shahada means that your enemy overcame you. Shahada means that you lost, within quotes. That the enemy was able to kill you. No, otherwise there is no shahada. How is there shahada? If you kill the enemy, you are still alive. There is no shahada. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu and Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. in the Battle of Uhud, they made a pact. And they said, let us make dua for each other. And I will make dua, and you say Ameen, and you make dua, and I will say Ameen. So, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Abdullah bin Rawaha, radiallahu anhu, he first made dua. No, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, radiallahu anhu, he made dua. And both of them are related directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He made dua and he said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, decree that I should meet a champion from the enemy and that I should fight him and I should overcome him, I should kill him and his material, his ghanima, I should get. Their big champion, I should meet him in battle and I should kill him and I should win. And Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu said, Ameen. Then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu made dua. And he said, O Allah, decree that I should meet their champion in battle and I should fight him and he should kill me and he should cut off my nose and ears because they used to mutilate. This is dua. He said, I must meet the champion in battle, he must kill me and he must cut off my nose and ears. And then when I meet you on the day of judgment, you must ask me. Yeah, he said to Allah, you must ask me, Abdullah, what happened to your nose and ears? And I should tell you, Ya Allah, I lost them in defending your deen. And you should say, Abdullah spoke the truth. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said, Ameen. After the battle of Uhud was over, they found the body of Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu. He was covered with wounds and his nose and ears had been cut off. And when Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu saw the body, he said, Wallahi, Abdullah's dua was better than mine. He said, his dua was better than mine. So the point I'm making is, what is the world seeing? You're seeing the man lost. You're seeing the man died. You're seeing his body mutilated. But is that success or failure? Is ultimate success. So success and failure, when we make tawakkur on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not depend on the change of the outward circumstances. Outward circumstances can remain the same. But the success comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. We ask Allah to understand, to help us to understand the nature of tawakkul. That's why tawakkul gives so much of peace of mind. That's the reason why you will find people in the middle of all kinds of turmoil, but they are at peace. And I always give the example of the Palestinians. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them and take them out of their trials and tribulations and destroy their oppressors. In all of these years, 65 years and more, I have yet to hear a single story about a Palestinian who committed suicide because things were so bad. We find many, with thousands have died. May Allah protect them and destroy their oppressors. But I have never yet heard that a Palestinian killed himself because he was so depressed and he was in such a mess. You know, life is not worth living, so he killed himself. No, you never hear that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives firmness. And they understand the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the nature of tawakkul and to become mutawakkilun. And there's a beautiful hadith about the mutawakkil. Inshallah, we'll mention that tomorrow or so. Of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Abu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith al-Qudsi with regard to the mutawakkilun. Inshallah, remind me if I forget tomorrow, I'll mention that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.